There's no point of tiring players out and going to Wrexham, which is an even bit harder game than Luton. So we know what we're up against. But when you saw those three fixtures come out together and you're thinking at the start of November, you're going, OK, right, you know, and people don't expect anything. So the reward's been good. It would be nice if we could just go one more, being greedy, and then we can rest up a little bit and look forward to Lincoln the following week.
Just before I ask you about Wrexham, we should reflect on the cup draw. Of course, you've got another derby game, effectively, Cheltenham.
Yes, fantastic draw. A few of the players have played for it. Gallers, Marley, Towner. You know, so it's good for them. You know, it gives them something to aim for. I think it's even better for the supporters because it's not far to go. You could end up north, couldn't you, in the second round and nobody go. So, yeah, we're going to be well supported. There's still a possibility that it could be on ESPN. So, you know, we've just got to see how the replay games go.
Wrexham, then, if you get the right result there, that would have been a pretty fair 8 days.
Well, it would be a fantastic week. But I know all about Wrexham. You know, they're decent, the quality, you know, an expensive outfit, and certainly, you know, should be in that top five at the end of the season. But it's close up there, but sometimes they've got more pressure on them rather than us going there. You know, people call it a bit of a local game, but 2.5 hours I don't call local, but we'll certainly go there in full spirits.
Yeah, not so much local, more there is a bit of an historic rivalry, largely because of the World Cup in the old days.
Yeah, yeah, like I said, it's a history which is important, and we're going to go there full of confidence, but we've certainly got to raise our game again.
I ask you this question every week, really, but are any of your injured players any closer to being back?
No, Ryan Bowen's going to be out. He went over on his ankle, which is a big blow for the formation that we were settled in and played. But yesterday, for the first time for a long time, I actually went home, kitted my bathroom out, done all my odd jobs without actually thinking about Saturday, thinking about what team, what shape. So today I'm going to come and have a good look at the players, see if they're tired, and if I've got to make some changes, I will probably have to do something.
Ryan Bowman, then, that's going to be, what, a week or two, perhaps?
No, he's not bad, but I was only talking to the chairman yesterday. You know, I was just thinking that everything's fine and everybody's fit. But I said, if Ryan goes down, I said, I've got two lone players who go back in 24 hours and I've got no strikers. So I'm trying to alert people, you know, what could be around the corner. And, you know, it's not that it's happened. This is part and parcel of football.
With regard to the loan players, obviously there's an embargo on, we all know that, which means you can't bring anybody else in.
Yeah.
But you can extend the loans of the ones you've already got. Is that how it works?
Yeah, it does. Well, Marshy was agreed for 3 months, but in the second month it's 24-hour callback. So from today, he can go back at any time. All it is a phone call. Believe me, it can mess your plans up. Toddy's the same. And I'm just waiting to hear back from Nuneaton on Carl Perry. You know, I can't afford for anybody to go back. The condition and some of the players that are out the side, there isn't much joy there.